Welcome to the Daily Path Podcast, where it's all about building an authentic life and business. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr., and now for today's message. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Daily Path Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr. In today's episode, we will be doing our year-end review. But before we do that, I would like to say thank you to those of you who have been a loyal listener of the podcast for longer than a year now. It means the most to me that you are a part of the Daily Path Podcast community. I really cannot express that enough, but I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being a part of our community and being a loyal listener of the show. For those of you who are tuning into the podcast for the first year, I want to say welcome to the show, and I hope you find the show valuable enough to continue coming back for more. Now, when it comes to this year-end review, this is a practice that I took up a few years ago to ensure that the year that I was entering would be better than the year that I came from. And that's not to say that the year that I'm completing isn't a good year, but it is to say that the objective in my life is to get better with each year. And I think that you feel the same way too, being that you're a listener of Daily Path Podcast. If you don't feel the same way, then I understand. But if you feel the same way, right, that's why we do the year end review, because it's a way for us to self-reflect on how we just spent the year that we're completing, so that way we can make informed decisions about the year that we're entering. And we're going to need a few things for this practice to be effective. The first thing that we're going to need is time set aside to do this practice to begin with. I don't think this is a practice to sit down in 1 hour and do. I think this is a practice that takes a few days, because you sit down for the first time and you really look at your calendar and assess how you felt about the things that transpired on your calendar, the results you got over the course of the year, the things that you didn't like. You write all those things down, and then you actually, you know, walk away and you think on that, you sleep on that, you come back, and then you add or take away based on you continuing to think on what you had originally wrote down. So I think number one, the biggest thing that would make this practice extremely effective is setting aside the time to do it. The second thing that we need for this practice to be effective is the calendar or planner that you used for logging all of your activity over the course of the year. In the event that you do not live by your calendar for whatever reason, I can tell you that if you're a growth-oriented person who wants to ensure that you're getting better with each year, this is one of the best decisions that you would ever make, because it makes evaluating how you're spending your time easier. You can look at your calendar and without guessing, decide, I invested my time well here and I wasted my time here. And some people don't believe that there's a such thing as wasting time, but I personally do. Okay. So no matter what you believe when it comes to if there's a such thing as wasting time and investing time, or if all time well spent, or if all time spent is well spent, you get to actually make informed decisions on if you would like to spend your time better. Okay. And so we need the calendar or planner that we use for logging where we spend all of our time. The next thing that we're going to need for this practice to be effective is our list of goals for 2023. I think it's really easy to make decisions about where we're going based on our current circumstances, instead of making decisions about our current circumstances based on where we're going. Okay. And having the list of goals for 2023 is supposed to serve as that purpose while we're evaluating how we spent our time from this past year. Okay. Every decision that we're going to make about what we plan to do is going to be based on where we're going in 2023. It's not going to be based on the current circumstance. We're going to make decisions about how we choose to live today based on where we're going. We're not going to choose where we're going based on where we're living today. And the final thing that we need for this practice to be effective is something to take notes on, because you need something to record your answers to these questions and write down any other information that you would like to write down as you are reviewing your year. So whenever you look at your calendar, the first thing that I like to look for is the things that I did well and plan to do more of. One of the things this year that I felt like I did well was being selective with the clients I chose to work with. And I plan on doing more of that in 2023. The reason for this is twofold for me. Number one, I only want to work with growth-oriented entrepreneurs and leaders that value the process of success. I no longer want to work with an entrepreneur or leader who they probably can afford to pay me, but they want to cut corners and cheat the process. I'm not interested in working with that type of individual anymore. And as a result, I've made the decision coming into 2022 that I wouldn't. And I really plan on doubling down on that decision. The second reason why this is important to me is because quality of life is extremely important to me. And so I believe that I can build the big business that I desire without compromising my mental health or sacrificing my family or fulfillment in the process, because I'm working with clients who think that I should be doing, you know, a list of things for them that they wouldn't do themselves. So ultimately, this has been something that I truly believe I did well this year, and I plan to do more of next year. When you look at the one thing or the many things you did well this year and plan to do more of this year, these are things that clearly benefited you. Okay. Like, it's very clear that you received a return on investment, whether that was spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, or financially. Okay. Doesn't matter. It's just obvious that you received a return on investment. And as a result, you should be doing more of, because it's filling your cup. Okay. The second thing that we're looking for is the things that we didn't do well and will do better at. Okay. For me, one thing I didn't do well this year is stay consistent with my nutrition plan. I stay consistent with my workouts, but I did not stay consistent with my nutrition plan. And, you know, I have like 2 to 3 excuses as to why I didn't stay consistent with my nutrition plan. And if we're ever talking one-on-one, I'll share them with you. But I could tell you right now, my excuses for why I did not stay consistent with my nutrition plan doesn't fucking matter, because they're excuses. And quite frankly, I just simply shouldn't have been making the fucking excuses in the first place. I should have been staying consistent with my nutrition plan, because I know what I want. And as a result, I need to do what is required. And that's what I plan on doing this year. Okay. When you look at the one thing you didn't do well and will do better at, you're looking at the things where it's like, these are things that I do not want to remove or give up. I just simply need to do better at them, right? Like, I don't want to, let me just give up food. No, I just need to be better at how I eat, right? And so when you look at the things you didn't do well and will do better at, think about how much better this year would have turned out for you if you would have done better at them. And it doesn't matter if it's spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, or financially, right? How would life be better this year if you would have stuck to them? For me, I know that I would feel better physically if I would have stuck to my nutrition plan. I would have more days of clarity, mental clarity, if I would have stuck with my nutrition plan. I know, because the periods where my nutrition plan was great, my mental clarity was so extreme. Like, it's unreal. And so this upcoming year, it's like, okay, I need to stay consistent with my nutrition plan, but I get to stay consistent with my nutrition plan. And that's exactly what I plan on doing. When you're looking for the one thing you didn't do well and will do better at, what is that one thing? Okay. The final thing that we're looking at here is the things we didn't do well and plan to stop doing altogether. Okay. I plan to stop giving new opportunities attention so I can solely focus on the work we do at Daily Path Academy, as well as the organizations I contribute to. Now, me being a servant leader, I, you know, have always had this desire to want to help. Well, now I'm starting to realize that the more that I am looking to invest time in outside opportunities, the more that I'm taking away from Daily Path Academy. And I know that there are going to be individuals who might not agree with that. But the thing that I want to share with you, because this is something that I've learned in my journey, is that people will argue that you giving new opportunities outside of what you're doing isn't a distraction to what you're doing. And in most cases, it's because it benefits them. The person that wants you to give new opportunities attention, it's because the opportunity they want you to give attention to is the one that benefits them. And this is something that I ultimately had to accept this year. I don't think there's anything wrong with taking on opportunities that is outside of what you're doing, but aligned with what you're doing. There is something wrong with taking on opportunities that's outside of what you're doing and don't have shit to do with what you're doing and where you're going. Those are two different things. Okay. And so the organizations that I contribute to, that's because in some way or another, while it's outside of what I'm doing for Daily Path Academy, it's in alignment with what I'm doing and where I'm going. And I've had to become okay with the fact that I have to say no to new opportunities that might very well be good opportunities, but they're not aligned with where I'm going. When you look at that one thing you didn't do well this year and plan to stop doing more of, I want you to consider the following thought. If I don't change anything about how I went about this year, but one thing, and the one thing that I changed was something that I removed, what is the most important thing that I can remove that would almost guarantee me the results that I want in 2023? Okay, if I'm going back to my health and fitness example, I already exercise. I already go to the gym. I do it consistently. And so I don't need to start going to the gym to see the results that I desire. The one thing I simply need to stop doing is overeating when I make the decision to eat outside my nutrition plan. For some of us, there's an area of our life where it's not about what more can we do. It's about what the fuck should I stop doing in this area for me to get the result that I want, because I'm already doing everything that's required for me to get the result that I want. But the only reason why I haven't got it yet is because I'm doing this one thing that's blocking the result from being realized. What is that one thing that you didn't do well this year and you plan to stop doing? Thank you for tuning into another episode of Daily Path Podcast. Until next time, have a blessed day.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Daily Path Podcast. If you would like to launch your own podcast show to expand your reach, grow your network, and sign more premium clients for your business, visit dailypathacademy.com to learn how we can help you launch an impactful podcast that changes lives around the world and acquires high-ticket clients for your business. That's dailypathacademy.com.